episode 446, Hug Your Monster.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet women of impact. How are you? You are on fire today. Yes, you are. And today you are going to hug your monster. Aren't you ready to? Did you come here for that? An inspiration to hug a monster? I know it's not really anything totally crazy. I've just been reading some children's books. Not exactly. It really is important to hug your monster. Let me ask you this question. What are you fearful of today? What scares you? What have you been like putting off because you don't know what's going to happen? There's some excitement there that, gosh, if I go out and do this, it might make a change. I might expect a transformation. Something different in my life may occur. But for some reason, you pull back. You need to hug your monster. You're like, what do you mean by hug your monster? The monster is the fear. You see, what happens is, in life, the fear you are running from will chase you. It continuously follows you. Let me give you an example. Let's say you are tired of your job and you've had issues in the job. Now, maybe the job itself, what you do, okay, we're going to remove those issues. But it's the issues of where you have control over. Well, what happens? You think, oh, it's just this job. So I'm going to quit this job. You get another job and you go to that job. Maybe a year or two pass and all of a sudden, the same thing starts to happen again. You don't really realize it right now. But you're like, man, this kind of feels familiar. I just don't like this job. I don't like what's going on. You know, why does it have to be me all the time? So what do you start doing? You begin to what? Look for another job. You quit. You get that third job. The third job comes. And all of a sudden, the same thing begins to happen again. Bing, 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 bing. What is occurring is a change that needs to happen within you. It's a fear. It's something that's always chasing you because you are running from it. A lot of times we don't look at our lives like that. We don't look at situations, moments, or the opportunities that happen in our life. We don't see them as, well, wait a minute. This is repetitive. I've seen this before. Why does it kind of feel comfortable, yet I'm uncomfortable? Hug your monster. We like to think that the grass is always greener on the other side. It truly isn't. Most of the time we're running from something to run towards something. But usually what we run from, it's always chasing us. So what fear are you running from today that's chasing you? You don't want to keep this cycle going, do you know? So you want to hug your monster. What kept you small, you are now free from when you hug your monster. Basically, what we're talking about here is doing it first, taking the steps, the actions that you need to do to conquer that monster, to embrace that monster. It stops today. Yes, for you, it stops today. You are a woman of impact. You fear no longer. Nothing is going to control you from what you were created to becoming. You are amazing. So what do you fear? What are you running from today? What's that thing maybe in your marriage that you're running from? That's kind of a tough one, isn't it? But we do run. In our marriage, we run from things. Maybe it's confrontation. You don't want to ask those deeper questions for fear of confrontation. Maybe you're one who asks too many questions and you're not good on listening, and we need to practice the listening skills. So you talk a lot, you make a lot of noise, but nothing is really resonates within you. Nothing is heard. And so your partner seems like, oh, I'm not listened to. I'm not heard. What are you running from? Hug your monster today. It really does change your life. For example, when I was going through my tornado in life, and one of the things that I personally looked in the mirror, and it was a personal thing for me. You know, I had nothing to wear. Nothing ever fit me. I was always buying new clothes because I was over 210 pounds. I was overweight. I did not feel good, both physically, mentally. I mean, I felt thrumpy. I did. That was me personally. Those are my feelings. And if you're of that weight, you may not feel that way. But for me, I didn't feel like me, what I felt like on the inside. Who I felt like I was on the inside didn't shine on the outside. And so I was wearing this constant mask all the time. And I would look in the mirror and I didn't like how I felt. So when I finally decided, I got that kick out of the door going, come on, you got to get moving here or something else is, you know, change has got to happen or something else is going to change. What do you want? What do you want to do? And I had to begin to take control of my fear. My fear was, well, I just needed to make time for me. I always made excuses for making time for me. I have 5 children. Oh, I homeschool them. They have so many activities. I'm going so many different places. And then I have to take care of my husband. And he's starting a new practice. And we're just going and going. And I've got the 3 dogs and the 3 cats and the gecko to boot. And it is just chaos all the time for me. Really? I am the one that's most important. But you see, I kept putting that off, putting that off, putting that off. What I needed to do was stop and hug my monster. My monster was I did not like the way I looked in the mirror physically. That was my biggest monster. Once when I began to start to have control of that monster, my life began to shift. What's your big monster that's holding you back? Maybe you're wanting to start a business. Maybe you've kind of dabbled in a business. It's more of a hobby that's become a semi sort of business, but it's not making really any money, but enough that you're working it so you claim it through your taxes. But then at the same time, you're not really making it to be able to quit your job where you are now. So what do you do? Well, what's the next step? What about that business in your business is your monster? You need to do it first. That's what I did. That monster that was scaring me and staring me straight in the face was my own weight. When I began to get a grip on that and I started walking every single morning, and then I added running and walking laps, and then it was running and running and running. And I did that and the weight began to fall off. I am telling you what happened. My energy soared. My confidence was like, oh my gosh, like 2,000% heightened. My drive for living life joyfully and vibrantly. I had a purpose. My enthusiasm was out of this world. I mean, like to the moon and back every single like hour out of this world. It was awesome. There's nothing like hugging your monster and conquering your fear. That's what it'll do for you. So maybe today as you're going about and you know, you're doing your to-dos and you're going to work and you're taking care of the kiddos and you're making dinner and then it comes time for you. Ask yourself this question. What am I afraid of? What monster scares me? You see, it's just not about the monster under the beds when we go to bed at night, when we're little children, or the ones that we think are hiding in the closet. Oh, no. It's the monsters that lie deep within our own mind. It's our own mindset. Don't fear yourself into a closet that you can't get out of. Go out today and hug your monster. Why? Because you are absolutely incredible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.